I want to take you back, though, folks. Let's go back to yesterday's program. I want to play this video for you of this kid, this white kid, being kicked and beaten and tarried about by a gang of black thugs. Now, I can say that they're a gang of black thugs because what is truth? Truth is conformity of the mind to reality. We have the reality of the videotape. We have video footage, okay? We can actually see this event taking place. And not only can you see it taking place, but you can watch it and you can listen to it. And as you're listening to it, you can hear the sounds of the young man begging for mercy, begging that, please stop beating me, please don't hit me, please don't do this, please don't do that. This actually occurred. Now, that's reality. That's the reality. Now, there are those that say that even when you're confronted with a reality like this, that, well, no, that isn't reality. And even if it is, we shouldn't admit it. And if we admit it, then we might have, somebody might get the wrong idea. They might say something about a certain particular race. They may feel something about a certain particular race. But remember, folks, we are under no compulsion, just as the fake Christians say, that we have to immigrate Muslims into our midst. No, we don't. Similarly, we don't have to immigrate or place ourselves into the midst of robbers, rapists, thieves, murderers, vagrants, tyrants, etc., etc. Those committing mortal sin. I because there's a bunch of people that are having a sex orgy on the street, and let's just say they all happen to be a persons of color. I am under no obligation to damage my soul or my physical body with disease by participating in it just because I happen upon it. I don't have to condone it, I don't have to endorse it, and I'm allowed to admonish it if I wish. It doesn't matter what the race or the gender, sex, of the individuals involved is. This is how far out of control. The denial of the propensity, statistically speaking, that young fatherless black males, that they perpetrate more violent crime is not deniable. That's the truth. You can see it, if you wish, statistically. Now, that's not to admonish the soul inside the young black man. It's to reach out and to say, acknowledge it, and let's acknowledge what does a philosopher do? Always look for ultimate causes. What is most likely to be the ultimate cause of that propensity? Those boys are growing up without virtuous male role models that we used to call fathers. That's the problem. Key problem. Of course, they're growing up without God, too. So let's visit this for just a moment here. I'm going to play the video for you. You heard it yesterday, but before we get started, you need to hear from the actual scene. One even goes back to give the white kid a swift kick in the head, make sure that the damage is done and that he felt the pain. Now, there's talk out there that Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Trump need to propose national solutions to the problem of policing. What are we going to do about the problem of tens of millions of young black and white boys running about the American countryside, fatherless? What do you propose to do about that? 844-527-8723 is our telephone number if you'd like to be on Free Phone Friday. Now, let me get to this. How many of you remember, I was telling Mark Kresland about this, John Derbyshire. Derb used to be a regular guest on this show back in 2008, 9, 10, 11, and then he was cut off in 2012. I was told, after what I'm about to read you, was published, that I was admonished, no, Mike, by former producer AG, you can't have Derbyshire on the show. He's a vagabond, vicious, sinister, whatever. I don't remember the exact qualification, but he's now a racist. He's been drummed out of polite society. We don't want him on our air, blah, blah, blah. Why was that? Why was I told that? Derb been a guest like 5-6 times. He's always very funny. He's always very engaging. He's one of these guys that is has a compelling manner about him. I was always told by my old boss and mentor, Bill Donovan, I'll tell you what I want you to do. Get in there. Go make me some compelling radio. People don't want to hear this. I don't even care what the content is. You be conservative, liberal, as long as it's compelling, I don't care. He actually told me that. He did, Bill D. Derb was compelling. Now, John Derbyshire has been drummed out of polite society. He was fired, taken off the board of the National Review for the following. The Talk, non-black version by John Derbyshire. This was published back in 2012. There is much talk about The Talk. I actually believe this is a follow-up to The Talk. Sean O'Reilly was 16 when his mother gave him the talk that most black parents give their teenage sons. Denisa R. Superville of the Hackensack, New Jersey Record tells us. Meanwhile, down in Atlanta, her sons were 12 and 8 when Marilyn Tilghman realized it was time for her to have the talk. Gracie Bond Staples writes in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Leonard Green talks about The Talk in the New York Post. Someone bylined as K.J. Dell'Antonia talks about The Talk in the New York Slimes. Daryl Owens talks about The Talk in the Orlando Sentinel. Yes, talk about The Talk is all over. There is talk that non-black Americans have with their kids, too. My own kids, now 19 and 16, have had it in bits and pieces as subtopics have arisen. If I were to assemble it into a single talk, it would look something like the following. Now remember, as you hear this, remember that Derbyshire's kids are biracial. He married an Asian woman. It might have even been a black woman. I'm trying to remember now. I met him, but I never met her. And I don't recall any photographs, but I know he wrote about it. We'll just say that the children are biracial. Now, John Derbyshire no longer writes for the National Review. As I said, I believe he still writes for Taki Mag, and I believe he still lives out there with my buddy Arthur and Petrus out there on Long Island. Here's The Talk. This is what got him drummed out of polite society. Now, I want you to pay attention to the video that I just played you. Most of you have seen it. It's been viewed over 10 million times now. You've seen the scenes of violence in Charlotte. You've seen the riots in Charlotte and in Dallas and the Black Lives Matter rallies. You've seen all this. Now, again, this is not about black children per se, but statistically speaking, if we're going to segregate violence into the violent from the nonviolent, it is true that young black males are more likely to commit violent crimes than young males who are not of color, okay? That's a statistical fact. I want to focus here, though, and we can do this on a Crusade Channel because we don't answer to anyone other than you, the listener, the subscriber. This is a listener-owned radio enterprise. So finally, I can do this show and I can speak my mind as it needs to be spoken. I'm not going to concentrate here on the blackness. Instead, let's concentrate on what the ultimate cause is. Let's be philosophers. The ultimate cause is fatherlessness. It is the slack-jawed, pathetic status of men emasculated, no longer standing honorable, tall, and virtuous among their sons. Instead, gelling their hair up, skinny jeaning it up. You know, by the way, for you metrosexuals out there, you millennial metrosexuals, or if you have one in your household, you do know that skinny jeaning it up is linked to impotency. Just thought I'd pass that on. We have a crisis, ladies and gentlemen, specifically you gentlemen. It's why I talk to men on in the show often and exhort them to be manly. And when I say manly, that doesn't mean you're running around barking orders out just because you can, subjugating women, etc. I mean being manly as in leading by virtue and by your Franciscan, Dominican, Benedictine example. Where are those men in those inner cities where these depraved black kids come from? This is sad, folks. It really is. Those kids that were kicking that white kid have souls. Their souls are going to be judged. We have to love them. And we have to figure out a way to stop this. And the only way we're going to figure out how to stop it is to address it for what it is. Here we go. This is what got Derbyshire drummed out of society. Now, I bring this up as a point of discussion that this is true. It's a shame that it's true. What are we going to do about it? That's the question.